surgery without a scalpel. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. One challenge facing any mission to a remote place is how to provide medical care to the people there. Whether it's a wounded soldier in Afghanistan or a sick astronaut aboard the International Space Station. Lawrence Crum of the University of Washington in Seattle is working on technology that could come in handy in these situations. He and his colleagues are developing a device that uses high-intensity ultrasound as a sort of surgical tool.
One can take the levels of ultrasound that one propagates relatively safely through the body and focus these to a point where the temperatures at the focus can get so hot that one can cause a denaturization of the tissue or a necrosis of the tissue, killing the tissue.
Crum says that heat can be used to cauterize tissue and stop bleeding, or even to kill cancerous tumors inside the body.
One could do the surgery without any bleeding and without any pain and without any kind of invasiveness at all.
He cautions that the procedure hasn't been tested in humans yet, but the researcher's ultimate goal is to develop a portable ultrasound device that can be used first to diagnose the problem and then to fix it. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.